With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. Book a cabin with leaf views or a home with a fire pit for nights with friends. With stays under $250 a night, find a home for your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Daily Detachment. Ever feel like life's just one giant roller coaster of emotions? Up one minute, down the next, sometimes feeling like you're hanging on for dear life? Well, let me tell you, that's not exactly the Stoic way. Today we're diving into something truly powerful, living a life free from regret and sorrow. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Avery, isn't it impossible to avoid those feelings entirely? And honestly, yeah, sometimes they sneak up on us. But here's the thing, Stoicism isn't about being emotionless robots. It's about understanding our emotions, learning to navigate them, and ultimately choosing how we respond to life's inevitable ups and downs. Think of it like this. You can't control the weather, but you can choose how you react to a rainstorm. So, how do we start living with less regret and sorrow? Here are five key takeaways that might just change your perspective. 1. Own your actions. Regret often stems from dwelling on past choices we wish we'd made differently. But remember, the past is already written. We can't rewrite it, but we can learn from it. The Stoics believed in taking responsibility for our actions, both good and bad. It's not about beating ourselves up. It's about understanding what led us to certain decisions and using that knowledge to make better choices in the future. 2. Practice mindfulness. Ever feel like your mind is racing a mile a minute? That's where mindfulness comes in. Stoicism emphasizes being present in the moment, fully engaged with our surroundings and experiences. It helps us avoid getting caught up in anxieties about the future or regrets about the past. Think about it. How often do we spend time worrying about things that haven't even happened yet? Or reminiscing over moments we can't change? By focusing on the present, we can appreciate what we have and create a sense of peace within ourselves. 3. Let go of what you can't control. This one is huge. Stoicism teaches us to distinguish between what's within our control and what's not. We can control our thoughts, actions, and reactions, but we can't control external events or other people's behavior. Trying to control the uncontrollable just leads to frustration and stress. So, when things don't go our way, remember, it's okay to acknowledge our feelings, but ultimately, we need to focus on what we can influence. 4. Embrace challenges as opportunities. You know that saying, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger? Well, the Stoics took that to heart. They believed that challenges are inevitable, and they actually viewed them as opportunities for growth and learning. Every obstacle we overcome builds resilience and wisdom. 5. Practice gratitude. This is a game changer. Regularly taking time to appreciate the good things in our lives, no matter how small, shifts our focus from what's lacking to what's abundant. It helps us cultivate a sense of contentment and joy, making us less susceptible to regret and sorrow. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, and your boss just assigned you a project that feels overwhelming. Your mind starts racing with thoughts like, I don't have time for this, or I'm not sure I can do it. You start feeling anxious and stressed. But then, remember those Stoic principles we just talked about. Take a deep breath, acknowledge your feelings. Remind yourself that you can control how you respond to this challenge. Break down the project into smaller, more manageable tasks. Seek support from colleagues or mentors. Focus on what you can control, your effort, your attitude, and your willingness to learn. See? Even a tough situation can become an opportunity for growth. Think about it. Wouldn't life be so much richer if we lived with less regret and sorrow? Imagine the possibilities when you embrace challenges as opportunities, practice gratitude, and focus on what truly matters. So remember, everyone, Stoicism isn't about becoming emotionless. It's about mastering your emotions and living a life of purpose and fulfillment. Take these takeaways to heart, put them into practice, and start cultivating that unshakable peace within yourself. Now, go out there and detach from the noise. You got this. And don't forget to share your thoughts with me on social media. I love hearing from all of you and seeing how you're applying these principles in your own lives. Until next time, keep it stoic, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.